it's time to check in with Matt Miller. He, of course, is with OnMilwaukee.com as their pop culture and media editor. And let's talk about the big news around Milwaukee this week, and that is the film festival, where what they're going to show, is it 300 different films?
Yeah, that's including short films as well, so don't be horribly intimidated by that number. But yeah, they've got so many terrific movies. They started things off Thursday night with the documentary Sherry and Lamb Chop about the legendary childhood TV character and TV performer, which was really a warm, wonderful way to start the film festival. Just a really nice blast of nostalgia to start things off. Yeah, and they've got films all the way now through the 25th, showing at the Oriental, the Avalon, the Times, and yes, the Downer. The Downer is back open after being in hibernation and will be open after the film festival as well. So please keep going to the Downer after the film festival as well. We got it back to life. We definitely want to keep it lively as well. So a lot of really great stuff to see all around Milwaukee these next few weeks.
Well, Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop. I mean, who didn't love Lamb Chop? And I look forward to seeing that film. But are there any others that kind of piqued your interest that you said, this is a do not miss for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a full list of the movies that I'm most excited about at onmilwaukee.com right now. But some of the ones that I'm very excited about, there's one called Gasoline Rainbow that I'm excited about. That one comes from the directors of a movie called Bloody Nose, Empty Pockets, a documentary about the last night at a legendary Vegas dive bar. And I remember watching that movie during the pandemic quarantine, and just it was really, really a great documentary, really capturing the people who come and go out of these kind of dive bars and what they mean to people. So I'm excited to see their new movie, which is about a bunch of high schoolers going on a road trip to the West Coast. I'm excited about that one. I'm very excited about the Closing Night movie, which is called Robot Dreams, an animated movie and recent Oscar-nominated animated movie about a lonely dog who buys himself a robot to be his best friend.
Wait a minute. How did the dog pay for the robot?
Probably with dog money, I imagine.
Oh, okay.
Kind of,
all right.
Dogglers. I don't know. But they become friends, and they hang out around the city, and it looks incredibly charming. It looks really delightful. I think that'll be a perfect way to bring the festival to a close. Another one I'm excited about is called Monster. This is from the director of the Oscar-nominated movie Shoplifters, another kind of family melodrama about a mother who's trying to figure out why her son got in trouble at school. The Shoplifters movie came out, I think, 2018, and I remember showing up to a festival screening of that, and it was during a Packer game, and entirely sold out. That tells you what this director can do. So I'm very excited to see that one as well. And of course, they've got sports documentaries throughout the film festival. For instance, one's about the first unofficial Women's World Cup soccer tournament. They've got horror movies, if you're a big fan of weird, crazy horror films and midnight movies. They've got great documentaries about subjects of all kinds, whether political or houseplants or just weird stories from across the country. It's just a really great chance. I always tell people, if you have an interest in something, you should definitely find something that interests you at the Milwaukee Film Festival.
So today is 414 Day. Tell us about what we can see at the film festival.
Yes, I highly recommend checking out the Milwaukee show tonight at the Oriental. It's always one of the most prideful events in the city. You've got Milwaukee filmmakers showing off their latest locally themed works in front of a crowd filled with Milwaukeeans and fellow local filmmakers. The energy in that room is always electric, and it's going to be even more so tonight, considering it is Milwaukee Day. It is 414 Day, so definitely check that out tonight. I think that is the ultimate way to celebrate Milwaukee Day at the Milwaukee Film Festival.
All right, let's talk about something that's opening wide, and that's Civil War. Fascinating plotline for this one.
Yeah, this comes from Alex Garland, who I'm a big fan of. He did Ex Machina, Annihilation. He wrote 28 Days Later. He's a really, really interesting sci-fi writer, and this is a drama thriller about what if Civil War broke out in America. It's not the war movie that they're selling on TV. They're selling it as kind of like a Black Hawk Down style big action thriller, and it's more of a drama about the journalists trying to cover all of this Civil War. So first of all, it's an A24 movie, which means it's definitely a little bit more, dramatic in minded rather than entertainment wise. I also will say, I found this movie really disappointing. As someone who loves most of this guy's movies, I found this movie really weirdly empty. And for a movie that he's talked about, he wants this to be a tribute to journalists. Its take on journalists seems really strangely callous and really strangely like, oh, they don't care. I think it's a kind of weirdly misguided movie. So if you're going to see anything this weekend, I would recommend taking a look at the Milwaukee Film Festival lineup and seeing something at the Milwaukee Film Festival instead.
We've been following Top Chef, obviously, because it was filmed here in Wisconsin. And last week's episode, they went to see the Frank Lloyd Wright sites around not just Milwaukee, but Taliesin. What was your review for this past week's episode? Did you like it better than the cheese one?
I'm of two minds of this last week's episode. As a Wisconsinite, I really enjoyed seeing a kind of underappreciated part of Wisconsin culture given such a spotlight. The first third to fourth of the episode is just them touring Milwaukee and Wisconsin and these Frank Lloyd Wright buildings. So it's a really kind of beautiful snapshot of this architecture around the state that I think maybe if you're not a Wisconsinite, you don't really know that he has such a footprint here in Wisconsin. That being said, there's still not enough drama this season. There's still, where's the flavor? Where's the spice this season? This last episode had the biggest fight we've seen, the biggest drama between chefs, and even that was kind of more mellow and low-key than in past seasons, where I really need some personality to start popping off this season, because otherwise else, it's really Wisconsin that's carrying the weight of bringing the color and the excitement to the season.
But isn't that so apropos? Because wherever I go, people say, oh, you're Wisconsin nice. And pretty much that's been Top Chef this season. It's Wisconsin nice.
It's been very Wisconsin nice right now, and unfortunately it doesn't make for great Hollywood drama, but it's been an enjoyable season. I do think there's a little bit of kind of the Great British Baking showification of reality TV here, where everyone loves the nice competition shows now, and they don't want as much of the obviously scripted drama, and I don't like that scripted drama too. I don't like it when it's forced, but I like some drama. I like some conflict. And I think this season is still kind of missing that right now. But, you know, it's starting to get really heated now. We've had a double elimination this past week. Things are going to start getting really serious. Restaurant Wars is going to be coming up. There's always tension during Restaurant Wars. So I'm sure the flavor is coming. It's just a late burn, it feels like. The flavor kicks in a little late on the palate.
And, of course, this week you can go and watch Top Chef with Matt Miller with the On Milwaukee viewing party. Let's tell everybody about that.
Every Wednesday we're at Zocalo in Walker's Point. We watch the episode, and then me and my colleague Lori Frederick, who actually knows food, I just enjoy eating it, talk about the episode, talk about what we liked, talk about what we didn't like, talk about who we think is going to go home next, talk about how Dan Jacobs is doing. It's always a lot of fun, and there's even discount drinks as well. So definitely join every Wednesday until the season wraps.
We're looking forward to it. Matt, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.